to each other. So learn the name means learn that there are hidden meanings in everything, because the name mainly declares the role that that stuff plays. Do you remember what was the name of this? With the name, you were explaining what? The work that this subject is doing, means the function which is hidden in it, appears in the name, right?
Do thou receive his light either from Adam or from himself? Take the wine either from the jar or from the gourd. For this gourd is very closely connected with the jar. The blessed gourd is not rejoiced as thou art. Mustafa said, happy he that has seen me, and he that looks at him that saw my face. When a lamp has derived light from a candle, everyone that sees it certainly sees the candle. If transmission occurs in this way till 100 lamps, the seeing of the last becomes a meeting with the original. Either take with thy soul from the hindmost light, there is no difference, or from the candelabrum. Either behold the light from the lamp of the last, or behold his light from the candle of those who have gone before.
Means in this universe that you love to do the categories and do the separations and everything in a special place. There is one thing that it's not dividable. And that's a light. Just for that reason, maybe in Quran, God will compare himself with light. Because first of all, we know light doesn't obey any rule. It has its own rules. It doesn't obey any rule. It's out of this universe. But we see everything from that. And the interesting part is that the light itself is invisible. And we owe our vision to light. We see because of light, but we don't see the light. We only see the reflection of light in the objects. This light is compared to that spirit, that goodness, that connection we're talking about in this kind of knowledge. We compare it to light because light to us is the symbol of truth. So, okay, when it comes to light, I will lit my candle from another candle. Looking at this candle, you will see the same light. There is no two lights. There is only one light. So if you look for enlightenment, the source of enlightenment is everywhere. Don't worry about from which part of this light I'm getting my light. Doesn't really matter. You could learn it just from a simple stuff somebody brings in, or you could learn it through Wahi and God will talk to you. There is no difference. Light is light. When we are talking about this knowledge, we're talking about the universal truth, which is not relative, it's absolute. And it doesn't obey the laws of relativity. Did I make it simpler? No, I don't intend to. Because Rumi knows that this is not a simple thing he's bringing in. The harp player is still waiting. We talked about the music itself. Now, something better than that. Suddenly, a story from a prophet with a very complicated and beautiful stuff in it. Yes. Are you tired?
No.
Really?
It's This also ties in, like in Christianity, things became calcified, you know, saying Jesus is the only, but this, there's that quote, is it in John? He who has seen me has seen the Father.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there, you know, Christians tended to think that's the only.
They have to do that. Remember that when you're talking about the institutions, institutions are made for a necessity. There is a need, a social need, and the institution, man-made institutions, are made for that. So all of them will interpret whatever the truth and the belief there is, they interpret it to a physical matter, and all the technical and political problem will be mixed with it. Because they are attempting to do something that could not be done, but it needed to be done. It's bringing the deep meaning, putting it in a very tiny shell to be used everywhere, with everyone. Somehow to put everything in a nutshell. That's what the religion is all about. Because the general public, they don't have the luxury and energy and the sources and time to go and dig and understand all the meanings. They need something to bring them together give them the minimum best. That's what the religion is all about. I'm always surprised from intellectual fellow who apply a lot of expectancy to that institution. That institution, which is, you will see, is reminiscence of thousands of years of living and the history and the power struggle and all that, that's what it is. If you eliminate that, then you have a lot of ignorant people fooling around, they don't know what to do. It's not correct to make a cliché, but the necessity and the ignorance in the society will create that institution which will give the public minimum. You cannot stand there, because in no other subject in your life you stop at the minimum. You have more. You have more talent, you have more possibilities, you're educated, so you have to dig and find your own. It's difficult. Believe me, everybody cannot do it. So what? Therefore, do not even bring the problem of the religious institution in this subject. Because it will do no good. It will add to the confusion. Because there is no comparison. I do not compare this with any religion at all. Because this is something that he will say, listen, understand. Over there he will say, sit down and obey. There are two different things for two different people.
Yeah. Explanation of the tradition. Verily, your Lord hath during the days of your time certain breathings. Oh, address yourselves to them. The prophet said, in these days the breathings of God prevail. Keep ear and mind to these influences. Catch up such like breathings. The breathing came, beheld you, and departed. It gave life to whom it would, and departed.
Listen carefully. This is what the prophet said. And there is no name of a prophet. Of course, it points towards Muhammad, because there is a Quranic verse at the title. But whatever room we say, this is what the prophet said, means this is the truth. I believe this is the truth. Now the prophet is giving you a lecture. Listen carefully. The prophet said, be ready. in this very special moment that you're living in,